anything having to do with public service. It is a family tradition. I have another friend whose mother's a well-known author. Well, you finish the story. I have another friend whose father was always starting businesses, making them successful and then selling them. You finish the story. I have another friend whose father loves aircraft piloting and aircraft history. You finish the story. We all have a family tradition. Sometimes it is a sad legacy, one that you work not to repeat. Children are sponges. They're going to absorb whatever is around them. So we need to be intentional about what surrounds them. The good news is you can choose your family tradition for the next generation. It is a choice. People with wealth, who also have a healthy understanding of wealth, don't obsess about money or worship money. They are, however, intentional about how it is handled, and they make sure their children know how to handle money. It is a family tradition. When my wife Sharon and I went broke, lost everything, and filed for bankruptcy, we were two 28-year-olds with a toddler and a brand new baby. I did stupid things with money, which wrecked that portion of my life. When I discovered common sense, biblically based financial principles and applied them, our lives started turning around and we began to win with money. As we